Hello and welcome to this week's bonus episode of the Happier at Work podcast. I'm so thrilled that you decided to tune in today. Today I'm talking about some of the key points that were discussed on my episode with Deirdre McGinn. So we talked all about confidence at work and how to create an environment where you can really, really thrive. We started by talking about identity and the impact that that has on our work life, as well as the impact that it can have on our health as well. Deirdre shared very openly that she had kind of lost sight of what was important and didn't even know who she was. So when she thought about it, it was like things like travel and friends, all of the kinds of things that she had been neglecting while she was focusing on her career. We talked about this idea of purpose and purpose being, well, what am I meant to be doing? And I've so many episodes recently that touch on this idea of purpose. I think it's worth listening to a few different episodes to try and understand, well, what does that mean to you? For me, purpose, and this has come up on the podcast, you have the purpose little p and the purpose big p. And sometimes we think we need to have this grand big P purpose, but actually if you reduce it to a little p and say, well, what's the impact that I want to have? Who do I want to serve? How do I want to help the community that I have around me, be that community in your home, be that community at work, whatever that might be. One of the things that I loved about what Deirdre talks about is this idea of capacity and just allowing yourself that time to actually step away from the day-to-day and really think about this stuff and what it means to you. So give yourself that capacity, which gives you the space and opens your mind and allows you time to think. And I think oftentimes when we're working in corporate, because I was like this as well, we don't allow ourselves that time to really think, whether it's work-related thinking or whether it's personal-related thinking, but we don't allow ourselves that time to think. We're so busy in the doing and the achieving that we very rarely take a step back to actually think. One of the videos that I shared in a recent webinar that I ran online, a workshop about career and how to build a career that you want, one of the videos I shared was from Oprah, who explained it in a way that I couldn't have explained it. But basically, at the core of the issues that people have is that they don't really know what they want. And I think in order to know what you want, you need to take that time out to really understand yourself and to invest that time in yourself to understanding what it is that you want. Otherwise, you're never going to get what it is that you want. Back to Deirdre's episode now. So she talked about this idea of awareness being, that is the first key. It's just being aware that you are where you are, that you have got to a stage where you're not really feeling fulfilled. You're lacking a sense of purpose, whatever it might be, but just an awareness. And this is something I talk about in all of my programs. That is the first stage of anything, is just to become aware of it. Next, Deirdre talked about building a support network. So having those positive relationships around you to provide alternative perspectives for whatever is going on for you. So I love to play devil's advocate. I love to challenge people's thinking. So thinking about that. Then thinking about the community that you find yourself in. And can you get a mentor or a sponsor? Is there a sponsorship program in your work? Deirdre shared a really fantastic example, but I'm also very aware that not every workplace has that sponsorship program in place. So how can you think about getting a sponsor for you to mention your name when you're not there? We also talked about visibility and what visibility really means and why women in particular tend to shy away. So really, your brand is your visibility. So you don't have a personal brand unless you're being visible at work. And why do women shy away from it? We tend to not want to lift our head above the parapet and be noticed. And I know certainly for me, from the research I've done on imposter syndrome, from the workshops I run, the speaking I do and the programs I run in relation to imposter syndrome, visibility in particular is a huge, huge trigger for imposter syndrome. That could be something when you progress in your career. So when you get a promotion, when you move to a new team, when you take on a new client, you have to be more visible. And that's really scary, because the more people see who you are and see who you really are, and you're showing up as your authentic self, you could be judged. You think maybe you won't live up to expectations, whatever it might be, but it is a huge trigger. Now, one challenge around this that Deirdre shared was, it's worse that no one will talk about you. So, you know, we might have a fear that people are talking about us behind our back, but actually, is it worse that no one is talking about you? So if you're, and again, in a future episode, I'm going to be talking more about exposing this whole idea of the performance review, pulling behind the curtains of the performance review, so you understand a little bit more about what goes on in those rooms when people talk about you. But is it worse that no one will talk about you, because they don't really know what you've been up to? And one way to think about this, to think about your brand, your personal brand, is thinking about the three words that you want to be known for. So what three words do you want to be known for, and how do you bring more of that into the dialogue that you have, into how you put yourself out there, whether that's online, whether that is in the business that you work in, whether it's in your conversations with your manager, whatever that might be. So bringing those words into those conversations and creating narrative around that. So creating stories that back up what it is that you want to be known for. Sometimes we feel that being visible or talking about our achievements can be seen as bragging or arrogant, but you need to find a way that it is authentic for you. And maybe you start small. Maybe it starts with a conversation with your boss, that you outline the issues that you've avoided, you outline the achievements that you've had and the achievements that your team has had as well. And then maybe it grows from there. So you're able to more openly talk about what achievements you've had. One of the practical things then that Deirdre shared from the episode is having a confidence journal. So for any of the wins that you've had from some lovely feedback from your peers, from clients, from whoever it might be, to have that in a confidence journal and actually write it down. You can build stories from this. How do people talk about you? What do they perceive that is really good? When you're having a bad day, you can refer back to this. You can read all of the nice things that people say about you as well. And then say it out loud. So those stories that you can build from this feedback that you're getting, from your confidence journal, from the words that you want to be known for, you can say it out loud, you can practice. And the final thing that I want to leave you with from the episode with Deirdre is, it's about tiny steps. It's about being 10% braver every day. So you don't have to solve all of the world's problems. You don't have to do absolutely everything. And for me, when I talk about this in my Imposter to Empowered program, it's about taking that courageous action. It's not about feeling confident and then taking action. It's about identifying what that first small step is, taking that step and building your confidence from there. So I really hope you enjoyed today's bonus episode. Do let me know what you think. Connect with me through the website happieratwork.ie, and I look forward to hearing from you. Those of you who've been with us for a while know that we've been partnering with Skilding. And the most recent evolution of this is something I really, really get behind. I really, really love this idea. We are bringing you together a set of curated episodes from the podcast specifically to do with women in leadership. They've been carefully chosen to empower you to become the leader you are supposed to be. But it's different from a normal course that you might take. It's like a mini course. Most courses would give you a content to consume, but by partnering with Skilding, we're giving you the tools to take action. So that's either by yourself or as part of a supportive community, along with me offering advice and encouragement if you want it. You can find out more about this mini course by visiting skilding.com/happier. That's skill, skillding.com/happier.